a keg of beer.
All I hear is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack her ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fun-filled episode of Drunk at the Movies. This is an episode that's been long in development. We had to wait through two holiday seasons, three if you count Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Thanksgiving movie as a season. But we are here, closing out the year. This gentleman requested this movie a long time ago. He even sat out one of his favorites, Big Trouble in Little China, to do this episode. Yes. But Andrew, former slash current guest of Drunken Lullabies, three-time champion, is sitting here on the couch for the first time. And Nick, who is a two-time Drunken Lullabies participant, you got a little ribbon that you put up on your bulletin board.
Yes.
That once you get to three, you get your own taster glass. I'm out of them currently, so I haven't got yours. But,
damn it.
Yes, and maybe next time. But so we're sitting here, we're going to watch a movie, a little thing called That Thing You Do, about the Wonders and
the Oneaters.
The Oneaters. So we're going to watch the movie, get your copy. If you don't own a copy, why not, you big dummy?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're stupid.
Hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right, this is a 20th Century Fox production. Now, before we went to air, I was telling Andrew, I saw this movie opening night at the theater. When did it first come on your radar?
I don't know if I saw it like
opening night.
I don't think I went opening night, but I went at some point and saw it at the theater. Because not only did it just kind of speak to me being a movie based on bands and whatnot,
right,
but also, I'm just a huge Tom Hanks fan. Like, huge. And when I heard that he had written, produced, directed, pretty much...
And co-wrote this song.
And co-wrote and everything.
You got me all tied up in knots, and I'm loving you lots and lots.
Yes, yes, yes.
All the songs in this movie, this is one of the things that I loved about it. They're all new songs. They didn't find songs from the 50s that sounded like the time frame, or I guess 60s, that they were looking for.
Right.
They wrote and went out and found good songwriters to write the entire soundtrack.
Who was some of the songwriters? Yeah, I know you know this.
Oh my god!
Well, we're looking at the cast here. We got Thomas Everett Scott in his first movie. Steve Zahn, Ethan Embry, Jonathan.
No, he was
to be determined.
From American Werewolf in
Paris.
Yeah,
but that was after this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Him doing such a good job in this led to that. We have Charlize. She was cut
Giovanni
out
Ribisi.
A lot,
yeah.
Loving you lots and lots.
Giovanni.
Let me just say this.
Yeah, we got
I
Ribisi.
Tried getting him to play the extended version
suburbia
of this movie. Mm-hmm. If you have a choice, I would suggest to do the extended.
The extended cut is, it's a long
It's about an hour
movie.
Long. Yeah, so it's about a 3-hour movie.
But it's good.
But it's completely worth it because you get a very better picture of the characters. And
I still recommend seeing this one first, though.
See
this one first.
Look at that guy. It's Donnie Darko's dad.
It is. He's also in Bring It On, I think. Another future episode. So
he's the manager or something.
Yep. It's his dad. He's the owner.
Oh,
Okay. And he left the lights on because he's jamming down in the basement.
Good job, kiddo.
No, what...
So who wrote the song, so? Was what I was asking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, the one Mark that they Wahlberg. Just played... Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Tom Hanks co-wrote. He was, like, a writer credit on mm-hmm. that song. But Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne.
Love Fountains.
Really?
The title track, That Thing You Do, I believe he is one of the writers of that.
He is.
Also, Mike Viola of Mike Viola and the Candy Butchers. Also... a member of Ryan Adams' backing band, The Shining.
Nice.
He was a writer and singer. He's the one who is the Jonathan Skiach, whatever mm-hmm. his name is. When he is singing, that's Mike Viola.
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Wow. So, shout out. Written, directed, Tom Hanks. This was his passion project. He got his wife and son both in the movie.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Colin.
So, yeah. So we're staying up 2 minutes to midnight. We're watching That Thing You Do, and we have some Trooper.
Yes.
From Iron Maiden. Have you guys ever seen Iron Maiden live?
I have not.
Yes.
I've seen them once, and I need to go again.
Yes, I have seen Iron Maiden.
What tour did you go to? Don't tell me it was the Blaze era, because you need to see Bruce.
I saw him with Judas Priest.
I saw Judas Priest almost exactly 2 years ago. Mastodon opened.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Mastodon sounded horrible.
I was about really? 6 years ago.
Oh, the man. I love
Mastodon. No, they're great, but the mix.
Oh, yeah, no, dude, whoever the sound guy should have been fired.
Because Priest sounded great,
right.
But Mastodon sounded like garbage, and I was.
Yeah, they were
about
trying
that.
To dial in.
Steve's on.
Yeah. So they're Steve trying to figure out their band name, the Corvettes, but they want to be Cord because it's a music pun. Which I kind of get. But also, all the bands, the Beatles.
Yes.
You know, they're going for that little nod there. It's Skitch.
Yeah, Skitch.
All the girls love
Skitch.
Yeah, I was
going to say, yeah. Goddamn drummers. They always get ladies.
Oh, what's up? Oh, sure. We'll take that.
Is that a pizza?
It is a pizza. It's not a breakfast pizza, though. It's just a regular pizza.
Damn.
So we just got a delivery of Casey's pepperoni pizza, thanks to the lady of the house.
Because she's a mind reader.
Yeah, right before we started this, he was like, yeah, we should get a pizza.
So yeah, we don't have plates, but I'm sure you guys can manage.
Eat without plates, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I can tear the top of the box off, but...
So, no, I think we just handle it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. All right, we got it.
I will get a slice there for you, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You can hit me with that pepperoni, dog.
I got you.
So, yeah. So, Steve's on is trying to get... No, is he... He's not trying to get him to join the band.
No, yet. Right now.
He's just talking to him about their show.
He's just bullshitting
him. Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself.
You are.
I haven't watched this in a little while. And there's his dad. Proud of that cardboard display.
Good looking.
Yeah. You like that hairstyle there?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like she has osteoporosis, though.
So, yeah.
Or scoliosis. Or one of the osises.
Yeah, her pit. Definitely an osis.
There's a lot of osises out there to be had, but... Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're going to need a drummer.
The Herdsmen. I just keep going back to them.
Fun fact, Ethan Embry's character has no name.
No, none.
Because they call him TB Player. Mm-hmm. That's his character name. But that stands for the bass player.
Yeah, he has no name.
Kind of funny.
I mean, bass players don't really need names.
Yeah.
No. It's like they don't even really need a place on
Is
stage.
Your bass player going to listen to this episode?
No.
She knows?
Won't. No, she won't.
Yeah. She probably won't.
Yeah, that was...
She might.
One of the recent... I mean, the most recent addition to the band.
Yes.
Yeah,
we had to go to Wisconsin.
Let's talk about that Hoover logo.
What about it? Which one? On the left?
All of them.
That's the Thunderbirds that they're watching on TV, right?
We've been watching it in last week.
Is it?
Yes. They're strings. They're puppets.
The inspiration for Team America.
Oh, nice calling that.
It is. I know how things work.
They're puppets.
Yeah. They're marionettes. They have strings. There's a difference. There's Jim Henson don't use strings. He just uses David Bowie's bulge.
I think it's on his grade.
Oh, okay.
I don't use strings. There's David Bowie's.
Now, this drummer that they're talking to, he's got a jazz influence. We saw earlier a Del Paxton record. Mm-hmm. Who's Del Paxton, you ask? Oh, only the most famous fictitious jazz player of all time.
I mean, clearly he's an idol.
Yeah.
To Drugs Delaney. Anytime Nick puts drums to something, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What would Del do right here? Would this be a Del Paxton?
I was going to ask if he was an inspiration for you. Or at least an influence.
I hate to crush anyone's dreams, but no.
Still Paxton, man.
Nope. Unfortunately, a fictitious character was not an inspiration.
So who are?
Really?
Yeah. Who are your drum influences?
Well, you just had to put me on the spot, didn't you, Dustin?
You should have him ready.
You
always have to know your Mount Rushmore.
Billy Cobham.
That's a good way to
He's
put it.
The drummer of Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Okay.
Probably John Theodore. He's the drummer of Queens of the Stone Age right now.
Currently, yeah.
Was the Mars Volta's drummer.
Yeah, exactly.
I like... there's a lot of, like, obscure shit that I like, too. Like, as far as drummers, you know? Like, some weird stuff.
You like experimental percussion.
Have you heard of, like, Owls?
Yeah.
Or Make Believe?
I don't think Make Believe may have.
Well, Owls is, like, these dudes named Kinsella from Chicago.
Okay.
Kinsella Brothers. It's Mike and Tim Kinsella, and they have various bands, various projects, and they both play everything, but they have a cousin named Nate Kinsella, and he plays the drums and he plays keyboards at the same time, and he ends up coming up with some pretty clever stuff.
The Oneaters.
No, he didn't come up with the Oneaters. He just did. How would you pronounce that? Oneaters or Wonders? O-N-E... Mm. D-E-R-S.
Probably Onders.
Onders. Onaders.
Onaders.
Onaders is probably how I would pronounce it. Either way, we're wrong. Because it's clearly the Wonders.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't want to use a hyphen.
Apparently so.
Now, have you guys had this Trooper before?
I've never had
this. This is my first time. It's pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah. It's that guy that's in every movie. Yelling, he'll be getting really excited later.
Mm-hmm.
Class of 74. My dad graduated grade school in 66, so he was high school in 70, so these people are now older than my parents, is what they're supposed to be. There's Charlize.
Yeah, there's a good point.
Way before she played a murdering lesbian.
Yeah.
That was just a glimmer in her eye before she was going to be Oscar
really
worthy.
I don't know how tall she is, but I heard she was tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like 5'10 or something. Or 11.
To a 5'7 man, that's tall.
You're 5'7?
Anytime a woman's fucking taller than me, it's just like, yeah, she's tall.
And Liv Tyler, I haven't really seen in anything lately except The Leftovers, which was an HBO show.
Right.
Ran 3 seasons. And
I heard that was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's a grueling one to marathon, so I would recommend watching it in doses.
Why is it?
It's just such a heavy show.
You got to think about it a lot.
Yeah, it's basically about how you deal with loss and people's coping mechanisms and all this kind of stuff. So
that's a nice guitar Steve Zahn has.
You like that? What kind of guitar is that?
It's an old Old Schefter.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. This is a totally loaded scale. How is that accurate?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. This is going to be their debut live performance. We're going to see the...
I love that suit.
The debut of the Oneaters.
No. I like how they just said no there when he said, are you guys ready? I'm like, no.
They're totally acting like the Replacements.
Oh, completely.
Say, hey, would you like to buy a chicken?
Eat my shorts, Ken.
Shut up!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like I said, that dude's in everything.
Oh, my God, that's McPoyle.
Yeah. He's in everything. He's one of the McPoyles. Not the one that has the unibrow and licks her lips.
Holy shit, the guy from Westworld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other guy from Westworld. Yeah. Another fantastic HBO show.
The Oneaters. Oh, wonders.
All right, so here we go. He's counting too fast.
Oh, what is Guy doing?
Guy is doing his own thing and sabotaging the show. Have you ever played it a faster tempo to get people in the gear? Like, we're going to play this double time, or at least time and a half.
I mean, during a practice, yes.
During practice?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you kind of hold the band hostage as a drummer. You have that available to you if you want to go there, because your instrument is the loudest, and it's the beat.
Yeah, it keeps the tempo, yeah.
So you're like, you fuckers, you either keep up with me.
Like, okay. When we go out on stage, I see it as a battlefield. He's our general.
You know the song's good when they start dancing with their hands.
Right, exactly.
They're swimming in invisible water. I don't think anybody had done that before until they heard this song.
No,
like that became a move.
They didn't even think they're
this night at the talent show. This move was invented: the hand swimming. Now, people know the mashed potato. They can do the twist.
I was gonna say it's very close to the mashed potato.
Yeah.
But it's more like a baked potato, if you will.
So yeah, this song here, I have no idea if Steve Zahn's really singing, but the lead vocal being sung by Mike Viola, Charlize is not interested whatsoever.
No.
Or is she? And she's playing hard so much. No, she is so much that she's trying to play it off. I'm cool. She is all wet downstairs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody's going to slip on the floor here in a minute, because those are hardwood floors.
Yeah.
And they're already greased and oiled and waxed.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be dangerous business on the dance floor.
Girls up front just losing their fucking shit.
And the drummer's got the hair going.
He's pissed. Jimmy's pissed.
Because this is his baby.
Oh, yeah. It's a ballad.
Yes.
It's a ballad.
No. The world didn't need a ballad at that moment. They needed the Wonders and that thing you do.
They needed something snappy.
Something snappy and toe-tapping.
Like the bass player just now finds the groove.
And
poor Giovanni, who wouldn't... This wouldn't be happening if he was... He's the Pete Best.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, he is the Pete Best. Absolutely.
Which...
It's so funny, like, they just take the whole Pete Best thing and just condense it into a single 3 moment,
you know, 3 seconds. That was your whole life, Pete.
That was too fast.
Yeah. He had a cameo in the movie The Rocker, I believe, really? With Rainn Wilson, Dwight from The Office, where he joins his nephew's band, and they get a deal and stuff, but they replace him at some point, and he sits on a bench. And the dude sitting next to him that, he commiserates with is Pete Best.
Okay.
And
Are you serious?
And the producers or directors just did that because it's, the whole topic of the movie was kind of a nod. And they're like, oh, yeah, we should get him. And, yeah, apparently he just came and just made that little cameo. And most people wouldn't even know that. The only reason I knew it is because I watched special features like a nerd.
Right.
And I read about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I own that movie and I didn't know this.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because he plays naked and they go on YouTube and they get viral. It's on the shelf. It'll be a future episode. So if you want to hear my take on Dwight Schrute playing in his underwear or sans underwear, just stay tuned. Future episode. Boom. So, yeah.
Driving home, he's all pumped up.
Oh, yeah. He just came off the stage.
You can't go to sleep after a dude like that.
No. He is pumped. And she is as disinterested as could be.
Well, she's trying to defend the other guy's bullshit. Are you kidding? I'm going to see my boyfriend's
music. Yeah, that's how I'm convincing.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Oh, way to bring him back down.
First drink. I wasn't sold on this. I was just like,
yeah.
I don't know. The more I've been drinking on it, though, I'm like, yeah. God damn, this pack's so pretty tasty. Yeah.
And I think it was a good call after we already did an episode of Drunken Lullabies before this, which we drank some very tasty beers.
Very tasty.
Very tasty. Beers. So we thought we'd slow things down a little bit with a lower gravity, and I think the Trooper was an excellent choice. Well, as was this Casey's Pizza.
Oh, dude, that pizza is ruling right now.
Yeah, I needed this pizza. I was I swear I was just typing pizza near me in my phone, and then Freckles walked in with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. that was kind of a shining moment of just going, wow. Because you guys, there was a tire fiasco.
Well, and they always say rule number one of podcasting is never eat on air. But we've done it before. The first few episodes, we ate popcorn through the whole show.
Yeah, we did.
So, but yeah, this kind of show, like I said, it's drunk at the movies. When you're drunk on the couch, sometimes you just want to eat a pepperoni pizza while you watch a movie. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
Show me.
I hope you guys got...
With applesauce.
You got some slices and some applesauce and some beer.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, so here we go. They're getting the crowd going for their one song.
His drum beats a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's on point this time. He knows where his fill's at, how he's going to start it, and where he's going to end it at.
Right.
Let's just comment on that. Because he didn't know how to end it the last time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he left the sign burning again.
Dad's mad.
Doggone middle of the night.
And I see businesses with their open neon signs on all the time, and I'm like, that store should not be open at this hour. Right. And they're not.
No.
But, you know, they're not stressing about it.
Because the inside shows clearly shows that they're mm-hmm. closed.
Yeah. Those look like presidential flashcards on the bar behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Like all those faces.
I just want to say, it's very rare to get a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Like at any night, like here's your guarantee.
I would think so, yeah.
Here's your guarantee, but also because you made me so much money.
Yeah. Usually it's the opposite. It's like, so yeah, about that guarantee, the door was pretty light tonight.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be better, even though there was two really big shows going on, plus a food festival.
Yeah.
Clearly we just didn't plan that, so yeah, we're going to need to maybe give you a little bit less. And that's where the fight starts.
Yeah. Who's your enforcer?
Actually, the guy over here.
Yeah?
Is normally, yeah. Like,
you took Adam's... places mm-hmm. the enforcer. I'm just assuming Adam was the muscle before.
Yes.
I would be surprised.
Yeah, when I joined the band and I was like, oh, this guy's going to do all this stuff. Cool. That meant I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop.
Exactly. Right. That's what we're trying to do.
But now instead of Adam, we have Kinsey.
Yeah. A Wisconsin girl.
Yeah, a 5 foot nothing.
She's probably 5 foot four.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Adam three. Adam was a bit of a hoss.
I'd say 5 foot three.
So, yeah. Yeah,
Adam was 6'1", 230.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I try. I'm like tall, but I'm really like skinny, but I can do like the look.
You just have to, do the crazy eyes. That's what it is.
It's all about the crazy.
The silent intensity.
Yeah. I can't do it.
Well, that's good.
That's a plus.
Because, like you said, it's a good cop, bad cop thing. Mm-hmm. If I just try going from that good cop to that bad cop...
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
No. And you may not get booked again. Exactly. Granted, you may not want to play there again.
Exactly. But exactly.
There's layers.
Yeah. You have to look at it, too. Like, how bad do we want to come back and play here? Okay. Well...
We got Gus here doing the hand claps. Isn't that Uncle Gus?
Yes. A.K.A. Chris Isaac.
Yep. You guys a fan of Chris Isaac?
I dig him. I think he's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Actually, the Black Album for Metallica would not sound the way it did. James Hetfield came in and told his producer, Mr. Bob Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped Chris's latest album. What was the song where he was
rolling Wicked Game?
Page? Wicked Game.
Yeah.
He played that song for him. He goes, I want to sound like that vocally.
That's not going to happen.
And Bob went, yeah. Like,
can you imagine Hetfield like, going, No.
Right.
That's wherever what, that, I may that, roll.
That's what he told Bob Rock. He's like, different. I want to sing like that on our records.
Hmm.
And Bob went, yeah, you're going to have to sing your ass off to right. do that. But that's where that all started. Though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
True story. Uncle, Chris Isaac.
Uncle Bob. I called him Gus. Why did I say Gus? Is there a Gus in this movie?
Isn't he the manager with the very nice...
That's... Okay, Gus comes in about 10 minutes. I'm ahead. God damn
what
it.
What are we drinking now?
I'm in the future, guys. You need to catch up with me here.
Well, it's November 5th. The day that time travel was invented.
This is the Babadook from Ale Asylum in Wisconsin. Home of your bass player. But I don't know if she's necessarily from Madison area.
No, we're going to be playing Madison area.
Well, you can drink some of this beer at Ale Asylum. I bought this for Halloween. Because Babadook. It's a good movie. What's weird, I don't know if you guys are noticing, it looks like he's taking a duke on the word duke for Babadook.
It kind of does look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's Babadook makeup, I would say.
There's me over there.
Yes. You have the handprints. Didn't you guys, for your album release show, did some face paint, which is not typical. It was like a Halloween episode.
It was for Halloween. Our album came out a few weeks before that.
Right.
But yeah, we did the face paint.
That's awesome. Yeah, is a good Babadook.
Yeah, we came out with a video right before Halloween for one of our songs called Can I Be Your Ghost? And we played...
The video just came out. You guys released that, well, as of recording, pretty recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we play a group called the Ghost Squad. And they're all painted up with faces and black leather jackets. And so we did that video. So then we decided for the Halloween shows that we had coming up that we were going to dress like the Ghost Squad and give the crowd that, you know, funness. And, yeah, it was cool. But for the video, we ended up having to be in makeup for like 8.5 hours. It was miserable.
Yeah, so when you watch movies that have a lot of prosthetics and stuff, you now have a frame of reference.
Yeah. I can't, because it didn't take... What did it take, like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get us all in makeup and stuff? Nick?
What?
It took like what?
That pizza took it out of
me. Right. It took like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get us in makeup fully, right?
For the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard, you know, like, especially like Jim Carrey.
For the Grinch?
The Grinch, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard, like, dude, that was like seven hours, 8 hours, whatever it was. Justin of him sitting in a chair getting
I would pick Boyle Brother.
I think the longest for a music video, probably Michael Jackson Thriller.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God.
That's
absolutely,
probably,
yeah.
You know, the longest makeup time for a video.
It's still a classic. I don't care what anybody fucking says.
Yeah. No, I remember watching that on MTV all the time. Music television. Because I'm old.
I'm Donnie Darko's dad, so give me this newspaper.
What's a fuck ass? That's a reference.
What's a fuck ass?
That's on the list. We'll get to Donnie Darko eventually.
Ooh, that'll be...
That'll be a heavy episode.
Dark one, yeah.
A pun intended.
Oh, man. I got a
Oops. So they got 50 Cent singles. Oh, here's Gus.
Now you can reverse the van, the trailer and everything. They're open on Sundays.
They have the fucking RCA Victor.
I don't believe I'm going to live in a country where you have to stay open on Sunday to do business.
Yeah. If only. No. They seem like a couple that would call each other mother and father.
Right.
And that's always weird, right?
And they slept in separate beds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Read the post at night.
So we got Hess Brothers Optometry across the street there. What's their story? What kind of musicians are they employing?
Now, in real life, that never happens.
No, yeah, that they
the drummer is never the person spotted, oh, you're the drummer, right? It never happens.
Hey, that does too.
If his dad owned an appliance store.
Fuck out of here. Right. The drummers always notice. Damn it.
Now look at that combo. We got a green shirt with green shorts, tall socks, dress shoes.
Very trustworthy.
And shorts. Like above the knee.
But he's got his record.
Yeah, how'd he get it? It just went on sale. He didn't even buy it in there.
He got it at the club.
Oh, that's right, for 50 cents. And he's making stew.
I like that he made a stew. That normally, if you know anything about cooking, stews take a couple hours.
Don't even get me started on stews. We talked about stews during National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation episode 3 weeks ago, and I had a whole tirade on stews. So it's weird.
Do you not like them?
No, I'm fine with it. We got talking about it being a Christmas meal, and I was like, fuck that.
No, hell no, it's
not. No, that's cheating me out of a good Christmas meal by making a stew. Talking about a stew, like, you make me a stew the day after? Let's do a Boxing Day stew. I don't care.
Right.
But no, I expect turkey, ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, chicken and noodles, corn, more mashed potatoes, gravy. That's Christmas. Don't give me stew.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I do. Our new thing is doing Chinese takeout on Christmas. Okay. Rah, 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 rah.
Exactly.
Rah,
rah, you don't rah, get the duck with the head chopped off.
No duck. That's just so much easier. So much easier.
They're all signing it,
yeah.
And the van is a rockin'.
Camper. This guy in a really nice camper wants to sign us to put our song on the radio.
The shitty dentist. It steals her away and right out of the movie, which goes on longer.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say,
you watch the extended cut, she's in it a lot more.
Yeah, she is.
Because like she keeps going back to the dentist and like they have phone calls and.
Oh, it's a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, she just disappears pretty much at this point. I forgot my name. Alright, so the radio. He's wanting to hear himself on the radio. You guys have done shows with 105.7, haven't you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And have you been a
part of... 105.7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys got to do any radio spots, interviews, and stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're always fun. Always unique in their own ways. Like 99, you're kind of doing the interview on the fly. Like, where 105.7, they edit.
Okay.
So like 99 is a little bit more pressure. But I kind of like that. But
yeah.
It's definitely like, either you get it or you don't get it.
Right.
To where the 105.7 one, they're going to edit it and cut it down and do whatever, you know?
Well, you just did, another podcast with, was it the Journal Star, the newspaper?
Yeah.
You did a little interview with them.
Highest viewing podcast so far.
Hey. Excellent.
Yeah. As they brought me in, they're like, yeah, they kind of said pretty much like you're one of the first original, you know, artists from this area that we were doing this with. Normally it's bigger artists.
Okay.
Which made me fucking nervous as fuck.
Right.
And made me feel small as shit. And I was just like, oh, okay, that's awesome.
We're taking a chance on you, kid.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was awesome, man. I've always wanted to get into the Journal Star that way. And yeah, it was really cool. That Thomas was a really nice guy. But I was really surprised when you went into the pure Journal Star building. Because it's still like in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They haven't redid anything. It's still 60.
Subscribe to the If It Ain't Broke, Don't
fix it.
Right, yeah, like, it's seriously like walking back in time a little bit, almost. Mm-hmm. Like, it really was a trip to just kind of look around at all that.
They just abandoned their car in the middle of the road.
Just the middle of the road.
They're having a party. They must have hurried over as soon as it went on. Their song is on the radio.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't cell phones. You can't text your bro and be like, dude, we're on the radio.
Right, yeah.
Come meet me at my dad's store.
Repost a link to it.
No. Like, they all just had to be in the area. He's smooching that man. Or not mannequin. That's a cardboard cutout.
Mm-hmm. It's a really expensive cardboard.
Yeah.
You put it down.
Now, if you were paying attention, TB player walked out of a military store when the song was playing,
right,
wearing a jacket and saluting mannequins. There is the very expensive floor display. I wonder if that'll come back into play later. Why was he at a military clothing store?
Right. Was he getting some boots and being punk?
Maybe because, you know, they got this song and they're going to become really popular.
Oh, the lights are burning again. Never turns them off. It's cutting to another one of those beers.
All right. You still have, you got a little Babadook.
I never got some Babadook.
You never got some Babadook?
Get that Duke. Get that Duke in you. Duke. All right. From Hebrew Schmaltz.
Oh, we're gonna go with the
Brewing
Jewish
Company. This is the Jubilation 19. 10 malts, 9 hops, 11.9%. From Clifton Park, New York. I've had some of the Jubilations before. They're pretty solid. So
you've never had this one?
I have not had that one. No.
Awesome. I was trying to go for something that you probably maybe had never had before. And just sounded like it was going to be fun. And, yeah, the more I read about this, I was
You have two options. You can go Jubilation or Babadook.
I already drank my Babadook.
Oh, you just finished it?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right.
The smell on this one is... Wow. The nose on it, as they say.
Yes. The nose. So there's the Orpheum. I feel like there's a few of those in the country.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, there's David Pollock.
Mm-hmm.
He's a podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
He also comes and a stand up comedian. Yeah. Been at the Jukebox.
Yeah, I've actually I was bummed we weren't in town last time he came to Peoria, so I would have definitely gone and seen him.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of crazy good voices too.
Mm. His Christopher Walken.
Oh, his yeah, I was gonna say his Christopher Walken.
He's kind of famous for that.
Now, yeah, green rooms like that—they that don't really exist unless you're playing really big theaters.
Yeah,
or uppity places.
Yeah, definitely theater or green room. That actor is definitely a drummer.
Kevin Pollak. I think I said David first. Boss Vic Koss. What do you think of that hairdo?
That hairdo's, it's almost like Bram Stoker Dracula, but tame.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
Hit me, he's supporting domestic
abuse.
What's
his name?
Gary Oldman?
Yeah, Gary Oldman.
The Vicksburgs, they're on the soundtrack.
The Vicksburgs. Oh,
Drive Faster?
Yeah.
Is that their song?
Yeah.
How weird is that, like, we both know the hit single for a made-up band in a movie that we're quoting it like it's a deep cut. We're like, oh yeah, the Vicksburg.
Because we were the fucking idiots that went out and bought the goddamn soundtrack after we saw the
film.
It was
so good, though.
Oh, it was amazing. You kidding me? Little Wild One,
yeah.
Yeah, dude, that kidding me? That song kills me still. The mic's not working.
I also like "I Need You," quotation that thing you do.
Right.
That one's honestly, I think that might be better than the original "That Thing You Do."
Yeah.
I mean, it's
you
possible.
Make a good point.
It's a more mature song. It shows Their songwriting was evolving a little bit. The public just didn't pick up on those later tracks. Oh, everything that can go wrong is going wrong. Have you ever knocked your hi-hat or crash over in the middle of a show?
Yes.
You know, broken drumsticks, that's a common thing. You miss a couple beats, you grab one, you know, off your floor tom, and you're usually good to go. Knocking over a cymbal, that's a little hard to recover from.
A cymbal has fallen on my drums multiple times.
From aggressive playing or poor setup?
Three or four times from other people and about six or seven times from me doing it.
Did you recover?
From playing too hard.
Yeah.
You hit it so hard.
It's part of the gamble, man. It
just pops off at the top and just comes at you.
Did you recover, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or did you just...
I recovered. It actually landed on one of the other drums, and I grabbed it and, like, slid it off of the drum real quick so I could keep playing just without that cymbal.
Tom Hanks is now coming into this.
Yes, game. We have the introduction of Mr. White from Reservoir Dogs. Tom Hanks.
You are a saint.
Yes.
They are so very happy they brought pizza.
And Freckles
and
is
she brought
us.
The Halloween candy back.
Yeah, Freckles is joining us now.
God. You
are
just
you joining us, yes?
You just won a place in his heart even more.
And she's wearing a Pixie shirt, everybody. She's wearing a Pixies
yes.
shirt.
She's wearing my Pixies shirt, which yes. makes it even cooler.
It is a
there
stolen.
You go.
Sold.
And let's just say they're going out with Weezer next year.
Yeah, I already
talk about
I
that.
Clicked interested. I've never seen the Pixies live.
I haven't either.
They're on my list. I was supposed to see the Pixies, but I had to pass to secure a better spot for the Replacements.
Oh,
so I was hoping to hear the Pixies play while I was standing at the Replacements stage, and I just heard bass, and that was it. So I heard Kim Deal, but nothing. What's up?
Holy shit.
You like this jubilation?
Dude, it's pretty wild.
It's pretty wild.
It's intense.
Here.
I mean,
I believe the first time I drank Funky Jubilation was when we Ooh. Yeah, when we went we saw
12%.
We saw Ace Frehley at the Heart of Illinois Fair.
Oh man,
we rode,
was he drunk or not drunk?
We rode the Octopus. He was probably drunk.
I was going to say, yeah.
There were only like 100 people there. It was kind of sad. Yeah, it was rough. And he had a whole wall of like Marshall stacks and stuff that were like fresh. Like there were bags from them being shipped there. Yeah, and there was hardly anybody there. But apparently there was enough to light a spark even more so between us because we went to the concert and then we came home and I was drinking a Funky Jubilation and we made things official.
Oh,
so Ace Frehley, Schmaltz Brewing, and some carny that operated the Octopus, like
God
helped
carnies.
Lead the way for us making things official.
Love carnies
on 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven,
carny.
Nice.
You're a carny. Is that what you just said?
I have a carny's approach to life.
Okay. Expound. Like, that's not something you can just say and then like, well, let's watch the movie.
Just take it.
Nick's a man of mystery. So they're on the Playtone label now, which again, made up.
Yes. I would
Absolutely.
Love to be on the Playtone.
And,
but more legitimate than the
and here's where we
RV
find out
label.
That the bass player...
Well, I joined the United States Marine Corps back at home, so...
Oh.
I have to report to South Carolina at the end of August, which means that I have to leave the band at the end of August.
Steve,
throwing the drumsticks at him is the proper response.
Yes, sir.
Sir, yes, okay. sir.
Next up.
Who's Faye?
Who is Faye? Faye's sort of like my girlfriend.
Sort of.
Oh,
sort of.
So sweet. You want her on tour? She's your costume mistress. All right, boys.
Mistress? That means she makes costumes. And then she fucks.
Yes.
But discreetly.
Discreetly, yeah.
Because that would be his costume madam.
Right.
But she's a mistress. See what the world looks like to us. She's mysterious. Semper Fi. Aw, Tom Hanks likes the Marines. Oh, there we go. The Birth of Shades.
Percussionist Foster Grant.
Foster Grant, you know about those, don't you?
Huh? Are you talking about...
Yeah.
Oh.
You're the only one who works in the eye industry, I think.
No, I don't know. I've never heard of
them. Foster Grant? I thought those were like a type of frame.
They may be not one that I've ever worked.
Okay.
I've got implants in my eyes from your facility.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
They took somebody's eyes.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder it.
Yeah, they almost I almost couldn't get them. My eyes are so bad. They're negative 14.
Oh, my.
Yes. Yes. But, yeah,
I remember telling you about this when it happened because you made Facebook posts, and I was like, yeah, I didn't realize Andrew was as blind as he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you, like,
oh, I do
you took a picture with, like, your, I think you said Roy Orbison-esque glasses. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Nick's seen them many times, yeah. Like, the first time I had to bring them out, I'm like, I have to warn, like, each new band member. And, like, and I was like, all right.
Andrew's going away.
Yeah, I got to take my contacts out, and I got to put my glasses on, and they're kind of extreme. Every time, dude. And everybody's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then I put them on, and like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, they're bad, I know. Yeah, I honestly teared up when I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I saw Roy Orbison's glasses.
Yeah.
And I saw
there's a lot of cool shit in the hall. And
oh, man, it's amazing.
I mean, I know it gets shit on because their selection process.
Oh, yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. But I did go. I took a tour when I was in Cleveland a few years ago, and I was allowed to take photos. I guess when it first opened, that was a big no.
Yeah, I know, you could.
But I was able to go to the punk display, and it was probably like a good 20, 25 feet. It was like three display cases. And Tommy Ramone had just died the day before.
Oh, shit.
The last original Ramone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, you know, I was a punk rock guy. That was kind Ramones of what I came like, up yeah, on. Yeah, they're, you know, again, Mount Rushmore type of lineup there. And I got to the punk display case, and it was just, like, a little more to it because that had just happened. I'm looking at all this memorabilia. But I was able to take pictures because friends of mine were like, oh, you know, let me know what you see. And one of my friends was like, yeah, when I went, we couldn't take photos. No. I'm glad they've kind of eased up because there's a lot of cool shit in there that some people aren't going to go to.
Dude, okay, so both times I went, I was on tour and you weren't allowed to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know how I got this lucky. The funniest one is the second one you're not going to agree with me on.
Okay.
But the first time I went there, it was a John Lennon experience.
I'm more of a Paul McCartney guy, but yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But I know you like Beatles, but...
Yeah, I like the Beatles.
But, and that's where you had four floors of John Lennon, and by the time you got to the top, there was just one room, it was dark, and there's two boxes.
Okay.
That you could look into, and they had, like, one light shining on one box, one light shining
on
the other box.
Did Yoko Ono design this experience?
No, but there was a white telephone and a white couch, and you could sit on it and wait, and periodically she would call this phone, and you could talk to her.
Really?
Yes. And if the phone rang, you were encouraged to pick it up and say hello, and it would be Yoko.
Different.
Yeah, dude. Everybody waited there for, like, 5 minutes apiece.
Just like, hoping.
Hoping the phone would ring, you know, and... But when you got to the end there... you went and, like, dude, nobody talked when you went into this first room, and I felt like you, it almost felt like a visitation.
Okay.
Like, it was just like you got those chills, and it was just like nobody talked. And I was like, wow, this is weird. You got to the first box, and you looked in, and there's a coroner's bag, and there's the clothes he was killed in.
Oh.
And you could see the blood stain still, everything.
Yeah.
And you're just like, And then you walk up to the second box and look in.
Yeah.
Looking right back at you are his fucking glasses, blood streak across the glasses, still preserved.
Wow.
Chills up and down my body. Dude, like, it was one of the crazy experiences I've ever had in my life, and I realized how big the Beatles were that day.
Right.
The fact that nobody talked as soon as you walked in, before you even knew what was coming next. Like, people just knew.
Yeah.
It was. And so the second time I went there, though, was the Jim Morrison experience.
Are we kindred spirits on this, or are you a big fan?
Oh, no, I'm a huge fucking Morrison fan. That's why I said you're not going to agree with me.
Okay.
Because I know you're like, yeah, he's a drunken poet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a fucking piece of shit, and Doors were fucking terrible. We've had this talk
before. Yeah.
So I know. Yeah, but for as a Doors fan...
No, Doors are not terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Dustin, I brought Nick back to life by dismay of the Doors.
Sorry, I was very involved with the O'Neaters.
It's the Wonders.
I know.
O-N-E.
Speaking of which, they're number 71.
They are. They're shooting up the charts now with that hot single, That Thing You Do.
Life's changing.
All the kids are talking about it. We got an Airstream. We're part of the...
Morrison was a drunken poet. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I love that map.
This is a very Monkees-esque.
Yes, very Monkees.
I have season one of the Monkees on DVD over there.
Very nice.
I grew up watching that on Nickelodeon.
I was going to say,
This movie borrows from so much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, it's just... It wants to be in parallel with
the It's Beatles, a love letter like the to Turtles, the
Beach Boys.
To the British Monkees. Invasion, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Tom Hanks, evidently, it was very influential for
America.
His career and what he wanted to say once he got famous enough to do things. Oh, kind of taboo. The bass player is in a black woman. That's his type.
Yeah.
You know? Interracial couples in the 60s, not as common.
Right.
So, look at the progress. That Thing You Do is responsible for that being all right. I think that's almost a direct rip-off of, like, Hard Day's Night.
That was clearly Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is where he's got the hog in the competition.
We'll turn it up here a little bit.
Is this Illinois?
I'm not here with these fellas. I got a big competition over at the Livestock Pavilion.
And
I'm
going to
win that
blue ribbon.
Yeah,
the state of Illinois. So they're in Springfield right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. I saw Tesla and Styx.
Nice.
Not in the same arena. They played outdoors in the rain. They're no Wonders. They don't get an indoor coliseum.
Playing in the round. Yeah. Playing
balls
in the round.
For a band with only one song.
Right.
They're not U2.
No. There's no Bono.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're clearly in a round, though.
Yeah.
Hey, doesn't that guitar player kind of look like Tony K. Anal?
Who?
What?
Tony Canal from No Doubt.
Oh Tony shit. K. Anal. I did not get that at all.
I didn't get that at all. Yeah.
You're talking Jimmy the singer. Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Jimmy.
Maybe Don't Speak was written about
him. He's got some anal vibes.
Don't Speak.
Oh, so yeah, I forgot to mention, this is the guitar player's lead vocal. Mm-hmm.
Lenny,
yes. Won't you dance with me?
The wild card of the band, if you will.
Tom Hanks is digging it.
Tom Hanks is completely into it.
They got the state of Illinois rocking.
Nice Rickenbacker.
Yeah.
Now, is he a bass player? McCartney always played a Rickenbacker, didn't he? Harrison played the Rickenbacker. Okay. So, yeah, I knew it was pretty much referencing one of the two.
Yeah, McCartney, he always
played a Hofner bass.
Yeah.
That is a Fender bass.
Fender, yeah.
A Fender guitar there, and then the Rickenbacker guitar.
Thanks to Fender, we had a couple big sales days at Co-op. We'll turn that down since the song's over. I do enjoy that ditty. I encourage everybody to listen to That Thing You Do, the soundtrack, on either Spotify, or if you're going to sack up and buy it like Andrew and I did after we saw this movie.
Yes.
Go to FCFnetwork.com. Click that Amazon banner. Buy it on there. Like you just did with the Thing You Do DVD. And you can get them shipped together.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Do it, you dummy. So this is
It's a really good soundtrack, though.
Even all of these songs.
Yeah.
Diane Dane, who, you know,
is referenced earlier and has one song. And then we've got Mr. Downtown coming up soon.
Oh, right.
And that song's on there. Gotta love Mr. Downtown. But yeah, all those songs are on there, plus all the Wonders hits.
It's a really good soundtrack. Yeah, it really is, man. Especially if you like this movie. It just adds to it. It's so much fun.
I made her listen to it in the car after we watched the movie. She started with the extended cut because I didn't realize there were two versions on the DVD, and it came up extended cut. I'm like, yeah, let's watch it with the deleted scenes, thinking this will add about 5 minutes to the movie.
Right, no, that's funny.
And I start it, and I'm like, oh, no, this is totally different.
Yeah, it's completely different.
And I was telling her, I'm like, yeah, no, this is all extra. This is a lot longer because I hit display.
Isn't it like an hour longer?
And it's almost an hour longer. Yeah.
Dude,
it's worth it.
It makes the movie so much like, dude, like your characters get way more developed. So, yeah. And dude, it's awesome, man.
And we find out Tom Hanks is gay.
Yes.
No fucking
And engaged
Trump.
To Howie Long.
Yeah.
Howie Long.
Howie Long fucking
football announcer. And Tom Hanks. They make such a cute couple. Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the things you find out in the extended cut. But that's another episode. We're just watching the regular one. So.
Oh, you're going to do another episode with.
No, we're just sticking with this. So they've been together 2.5 years. Tom Hanks is feeling it out here.
Yeah.
Faye is on board. With Jimmy, but it's
clearly
Jimmy,
yeah.
Jimmy not so much.
Yeah, he's kind of my girlfriend.
Yeah, kind of my girlfriend. 2.5 years.
Yeah,
exactly. That's how long Freckles and I have been together. We live together. If I introduced her as, yeah, she's kind of my girlfriend.
Right.
One, she'd be throwing shit on the lawn as soon as she got home. Right. And I'd be kicked out of the house, I think.
That seems a little extreme.
I did, at the minimum, sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll sleep on the couch.
Thrown out of my own bedroom.
Sleep on the couch.
Sleeping on the couch. And not because I'm snoring.
Right.
Like, that makes it worse. So, now this looks like...
So you're saying you snore?
Apparently.
Yeah. Mm.
I've never witnessed it. So, I mean, it's...
So, therefore, it's fake news.
It's all hearsay. Oh, here we go. Diane Dane.
Oh.
Flirting with a young buck who is clapping off time.
That's climbing
you
up the charts,
You think as a musician... Well, I guess.
Yeah, he's climbing up charts. He's red hot.
He's
She's
yeah.
not.
She's a star fucker.
Exactly. Whoa. Exactly.
Nine Inch Nails said it in a song. It's okay. Hey, what are you drinking?
All day IPA.
All day?
All day.
Did you ask me that just so that you could do that?
Maybe. I'm just trying some more of this jubilation.
Is it making
you feel jubilant?
It is, yeah. Actually, yes.
It should. You know, it's got 10 malts and 9 hops.
So I gotta say,
I can't even name them all. I'll just make them up. Yeah. Dingleberry.
I gotta say this.
That's a hop.
I knew I had the right bomber when I was picking it up. I was looking it over and it said the alcohol content and whatnot, and it seemed very high. And I was looking at the ingredients and I'm like, oh, okay, this looks like it's going to be something interesting.
I'll be honest, I thought this was all information about ingredients. This is a description. They wrote literally, their label is 2/3 description.
Yes.
I feel like I should probably read it if they put this much work into it.
Yes.
The 19th anniversary gift is bronze. Not exactly silver or gold, but at least it's on the metal stand. And the Bronze Age was a giant leap forward from the Stone Age, the invention of writing metal alloys in year-round agriculture. Evolution! 19 letters spell Hebrew, the chosen beer. They're really stretching there. The Hebrew lunar calendar syncs with the solar cycle every 19 years. In 1919, Congress passed the 19th Amendment, guaranteeing women the right to vote. Yay! Congress passed...
Does it say yay?
It does. It's misspelled, but it says it. But I said it before I knew it said it. So it worked.
I'm proud that women have a right to vote. Trump's still president. Congress passed the Volstead Act, which led to prohibition. Boo! The Vietnam War lasted 19 and a half years. The anti-war synth hit 19, I think that was written by Paul Hardcastle, reached number one in the UK, 1985. August 19th is UK's World Humanitarian Day, though I really hate the song I Got My First Girlfriend to Fifth Grade Because of Hey 19 by Steely Dan. Rush's Tom Sawyer, which I still love, was named the 19th greatest hard rock song by VH1.
Are you fucking kidding me?
At 19,
right now?
Lenny Bruce got an honorable discharge from the Navy for passing as a transvestite. Barbra Streisand debuted on Broadway, and Rodney Dangerfield first changed his name to Jack Roy, performing at the Catskills near our brewery. Groucho Marx was once who once danced the Charleston on the crushed remains of Hitler. This is getting ridiculous.
Oh my god.
I don't even know what you're reading anymore.
Groucho Marx, who once danced the Charleston on crushed remains of Hitler's bunker, died on August 19th. I was like picturing Groucho tap dancing on Hitler's ashes. His quip, "Humor is reason gone mad," inspired the unofficial slogan of the Bronze Age, "He who smelt it dealt it." Chaim to the power of 19. Jeremy Cohen, proprietor.
Wow.
Where do you go from there?
Like, I don't know.
We missed half the movie.
Right. They're screaming and jumping on the car.
I feel there was a lot there to take in.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah.
Like, he's not even going to be on the same level when he gets back.
No.
Mine's blown.
Yeah.
Like,
I got that because the night before this, yesterday.
Yeah.
Typically
comes before tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My best friend's son turned 9, and he was like, "Yeah, come over for like a small little pizza party, birthday party."
Beer you should try.
And I always like to get weird cards. I don't like to get birthday cards or whatnot.
Okay, I get that.
I like to give happy retirement
or
get well soon.
Yeah.
I like to give weird cards instead of happy.
I would buy children's cards for my mother.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I get it.
And so, his family is all Polish. Their last name is Drominski.
Okay.
Yeah, they're completely Polish. So I figured a bar mitzvah Jewish card.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I wrote Shalom on it and put my name or whatnot. I thought it was hilarious. And my best friend thought it was hilarious, too. So when I came time to pick the beers today, and I'm looking at all these, and all of a sudden I saw this guy, and I'm like,
Jubilation.
Shalom.
I think the beer I'm remembering has Jubilation in it, but it's called Funky Jubilation.
That's what you were.
And it has a guy with a rainbow afro on the label. And it's kind of similar. It's a bunch of different beers kind of mixed together, but it's a really good suicide. That's what I always think of. When it's we took this much of this beer and this much of this beer and we mixed it and then we aged it in a barrel. I'm like, so you made a beer suicide.
Right.
Because when I was a kid, when I ate at Burger King, that's what I drank. You take a 2 to 3 second draw off of each tap.
Right.
At the fountain soda. And and you make a suicide. That's what I was told it was called when I played baseball. Everybody called it a suicide. And I'm like, all right, cool. And now it's that's kind of a bad term to throw loosely around about fountain drinks. But, at the time, it's whatever.
Is there some more of this?
I think so. So there.
You missed the reading.
Yeah, you'll have to hear it in post. You'll have to go back and listen. Now I get an extra download.
Dude, all of that is description.
This is all. Yeah, I read all that.
It's
ridiculous.
Wild.
It deserves that.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking heavy.
So how cool is this dude? They think he's just the help.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, in an M. Night Shyamalan twist, this is his hotel.
Right.
Now, does he really mean, I own this hotel? Or do you think he's I work here,
but I run this bitch and I treat it like it's mine and people respect me? Or is he actually the owner of that hotel?
I've gone back and forth with this.
Yeah. It's never explained.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Oh.
Their instrumental hit from said movie.
Tom Hanks and George.
Yeah, we got... They're playing saxophones. They don't even have a saxophone player in the band. They're just pretending anyway. But it's a good instrumental.
He's playing guitar.
Yeah. And now they gotta keep pretending. Obviously, like the Frankie and Annette movies from back in the, like,
right.
Beach Blanket Bongo or something like that. It was before my time. I don't really watch surf movies, but I do enjoy the Beach Boys. So Tom Hanks chatting up the handsome fella in LA there. What's that all about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You'll only find out on the extended cut.
Extended cut only.
Yeah, I love saxophone. Saxophone. Playing a rock and roll song during weekend at Party Pier. Yeah, here's the thing. We're not the Wonders right now. We're Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. You can't fit that on a drum head.
No, you can't.
What would you put? Just Captain Geach? Or would you do like initials or something?
CG.
It's too much. Even if you could fit it on the drum head, you wouldn't be able to read it from the crowd.
S.
Yeah.
He's just pissed that he's playing keyboard.
Yeah, I think that's it. Saturday and Sunday, August 20th and 21st, Pacific Car Showroom. That guy looks familiar.
I think he just because he looks like Porky LaFarge.
I think he's coming back to the castle, actually.
Nice.
Pokey. He had a beer named after him.
Really?
But yeah, I'm trying to remember the brewery. But former guest Mark Alghini, they like sent one to him. I was like, man, I need to get one of them pokey beers. Because, you know, it's cool. Limited. Oh, they did such a good interview there. They said hi. Thanks, guys. Just leave the headphones in there. At least I'm having you guys drink beer.
Right?
Like, I didn't have you come in like, hey, this is Drugs Delaney. And we're going to watch a movie, and you guys are like, hi. And I'm like, that was great, guys. Get out.
Thanks. Oh, look, here's
Ron. Oh, here we got Clint Howard.
Yeah.
I forgot what fucking beer pisses felt like. I'm so used to drinking vodka.
They feel good.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's like,
whew. Why do you think I drink? Just for that effect.
Yeah, you're leaning on things just...
Yeah, you put the hand, you put the hand up.
Oh yeah, definitely the hand up. Yeah.
Oh
my God, forgot what those are like.
Del Paxton, man.
They were pretty wild.
Pretty wild.
That's a Ron Howard's brother.
Yes,
Clint.
He's in every Ron Howard movie
ever.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get the label right?
And so are his dad. His dad's usually in the movie too.
What?
Ron Howard always puts his dad and his brother in his movies.
No shit.
Hey, there's Long Duck Dong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Automobile.
Automobile. Crash.
Now I'm
gonna need food.
Is that the dude from UHF?
That
yes.
guy?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Long Duck Dong. Yeah. Yes. Supplies. That's Cooney. We ate it all, dude.
I know. Pizza I'm going after the scraps.
It's wheel of fish. What you win? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
We might need some Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. Well, luckily those are down here. This guy. This guy. Was on.
I was saying where he's from.
The George Carlin Show.
Yeah.
On Fox.
Yeah.
I think it lasted like a year or two.
Yeah.
But I watched it as a kid. Like my dad owned Carlin's records. And
yeah,
stuff,
I was gonna say your parents seemed like my parents. They didn't care too much about what you watched or
no. Like I was watching
talks.
Movies I definitely should not have been.
Right, same
and movie. I mean it made me the man I am.
I watched
today.
Coming to America when it came out.
Yeah.
I was a small child.
Hey, if you think of garbage, think of Joaquin. Oh, apparently,
Red Snapper.
Apparently, yes, Red Snapper. Excellent choice, Weaver. We did a whole UHF episode of this show. I don't know if you're aware of that. It was like episode 3. We did UHF. It was fantastic. One of my favorite ones. And one of the guys was named Groucho. No, but I made a meme of it. Fuck. I totally derailed myself. I'll get there. George Carlin. Yeah, watching 80s movies and stuff. It's just... nowadays, I probably wouldn't let my kids watch the movies that I
You can't be that dick.
No, it's just... No, I mean, I turned out all right.
Right?
I think.
I think as long as you have talks, man, mm-hmm. and you explain things, you know, and you just have really open, honest talks, yeah, and you don't try to be a god to them, but you just try to be another person.
It's funny to go back and think, like, I watched Porky's when I was, like, 9?
Dude, Dirty Dancing.
Didn't watch it until I was a grown-up. I thought it was a girl's movie. Which it kind of is. Unless you're Steve Stark.
Right.
Shout out to Steve. He loves Swayze.
I watched it, and, like, the whole abortion thing, like, I couldn't wrap my head around
it.
My parents didn't care, man. And I didn't turn out to be some craziness because of
Have
that.
Have you ever put a baby in a corner?
No, clearly not. That movie completely made sure I would never do that.
Yeah, I think that's probably Dirty Dancing's greatest contribution to society, is not one baby has been put in a corner since the 80s when that movie came out. So,
have you ever tried doing that ending dance with a friend?
With a lift?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've been lifted more times than I can count.
You're pretty lifted right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we'll get there. We're good.
We're lifted, as the kids would say. Or lit.
Lit?
Lit.
Like Buck Cherry?
You gotta understand something about my dad, Steven Tyler.
Yeah, right?
He tried to go country.
It didn't work.
And no. It didn't work out well for him.
Hey, did you guys listen to that record? I actually have.
I did.
Oh, no, I only heard the single and then I vomited. And
was it like Red, Blue, and You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. I love Steven Tyler to death.
I've never seen Aerosmith. I own every album that they've put out up to like Honkin' on a Bobo.
Oh my god, what a terrible
I think
record.
I jumped off at that point.
One, you did?
Yeah, because it's supposed to be a blues album.
Absolutely, yeah, but it didn't register, like, I don't know. It didn't connect.
It hits.
There wasn't one song about Bobo Brazil, and that was the whole reason I bought the album. I thought it was about old-time rock.
His name is, his harmonica's name is Bobo.
I know. I was making...
Well,
it was a reach for him to get that joke.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
One
out of three ain't bad, though. I mean,
that's a Meatloaf song.
Right.
That's a deep cut. He released two out of three ain't bad. One out of three was the original demo. And they're like, Loaf? You're a little, fatalistic. Like, yeah,
it's a little too oniony.
One out of three, like, come on, Loaf. If you want to sell the albums, you got to be a little more sure of yourself. How about 2 out of 3?
Yeah, we got to up the numbers. We want to up the numbers.
At least
the sales,
66.7 rounded up percent.
Because 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
It still has a good ring to it to me. Pizza box down.
Whoa.
It's empty.
We'll spill.
Yep.
I will spill.
If that was beer, that'd be
I'd be crying. I'd just straight fucking...
Tear in your beer.
I'd ugly cry all over you.
You ugly cry?
I'd ugly cry.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Now he's seeing some jazz. I think that is Stanley from The Office.
Yes,
not really.
Yes, it is.
But he's doing the jazz face. The white man jazz face.
White man jazz face, yes.
It's an epidemic. Be sure to educate your children on white man jazz face.
This used to be rock and roll.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be the appearance of Rita Wilson, Mrs. Tom Hanks, wearing those kind of clothes.
Yeah.
Because if you're a husband
Tom
and
Hanks
you're making a movie and you're like, I'm gonna make my wife hot.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, he probably had nothing to do with it. He probably had no say. She was like, "This is what I'm wearing."
Oh, you think that was her? Like,
yeah.
If
yeah.
you're gonna put me in your little movie, I'm gonna be shaking my ass.
And I'm gonna be a cocktail.
I'm gonna have my boobies out, and
yeah, I'm gonna look good.
People aren't gonna be paying attention to Charlize. She's already out of the movie at this point. They're gonna be looking at lovely Rita, my meter maids. Music reference.
Yep.
He's enjoying that martini. And that drum solo.
I was going to say, this is where you see one of the band members get hammered.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. You ever hang out with that guy? What's his name? Old Slim? Yeah, he's a cool guy.
That's how I picture, like...
Right.
Hanging out at a jazz club being... Weird Science. Anthony Michael Hall.
You don't even got a license, Lisa. She got these big Malaccas. She like Malaccas. Dino.
That's another future episode.
The fact you know
episode.
This dude is making me incredibly happy on the inside right yeah. now. Like, dude, that's amazing.
I may have done drunk Anthony Michael Hall voice to Anthony Michael Hall.
What?
True story.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's Del Paxton. You don't even know.
Oh, shit. He's losing his shit right now. Oh,
my God. He just ate an edible, and it did not agree with him.
And he's realizing this.
Yeah, and she's like, "There go my dick."
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be getting that dick tonight, but nope.
I'll just have to settle for a 10% tip, because this is the 60s.
Yes,
they made it to 15. Marguerite, that ain't her real name. She looked like a Marguerite to you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Bambi.
I'm Guy Patterson. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm in a band called The Wonders, and we just got a record. We're out here on the coast, and I play the drums, and I have all your records. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. But at least I did until some of them got swiped when I was.
It was like the Chris Farley show.
And you were playing in Germany.
Yeah, yeah. This is what people expected my episode with Vlogging Molly to be, but it wasn't.
Remember when you?
Mary, you guys did that song called "Fucking Lullabies," and I named my podcast after that song. Yeah. And it was really cool. And then you guys came to Peoria and played, and then we drank a beer.
Yeah,
that's happening right now, kid. Yeah, that was cool, right?
Yeah.
No, thankfully that is not how the episode is, but.
Ain't no way to keep a band together. Bands come and go.
This is the best advice ever right here.
You gotta keep on playing, no matter with who. You guys any good?
He's a wise black man. You always
he
have
is.
To take their advice.
You have to.
Especially if they play jazz.
You have to. I remember watching this with my father and my dad being like,
pay attention.
That's good advice right there. You just gotta keep playing. You just gotta keep playing.
Sure you do.
And he was right, man.
Something makes you crazy. Money, women, the road. Hell, man, just time.
Well, we've only been together for 2 months.
Some bands I've been with, that's 2 months too long.
I would have liked to have seen one of those shows.
Right? It's fucking true, though, man.
It was Miles Davis. Like, yeah. he couldn't figure out where he was going.
And watch your money.
This white bitch is the devil. Don't believe anything she says.
Thank you, Del Paxton.
Nice young man, huh, Marguerite?
Oh, very nice young man, Del. Good night.
Hi, Marguerite.
So, Del is Marguerite's wingman.
Yes.
Just look at you. You're no good to me now.
She's a defeatist.
Yeah.
I feel she probably could have put in a little effort and it would have been alright.
Right, yeah. It's not, yeah.
That's on you, Rita. Your bass player has disappeared and uh-oh, is he enlisted? Patootie.
Fucking Tom Hanks.
Alright, well, are we going for your selection?
Yeah.
You can do the honors and take the first pour. From Abita, you brought a maple pecan.
I'm looking forward to this.
It's going
to
take, like, pancakes and pie.
Where's Lenny?
Except he's struggling.
Oh, have you not used one of these before? It is a little complicated. I just assume everybody's used this type of opener. It's called a yopener.
A yopener?
It's called a yopener. This was a custom-made one from my friends at White Oak.
Let me do it.
What you do, it's to help keep your bottle caps intact so you can display them on a beer cap map, like on the wall over there. But you can make one with like a nail and a button.
You already got one from Louisiana?
I do. I have an Abita one up there. It's a different color. But you just put it up against the side there and lift. And it presses the cap up against the wood so it doesn't bend it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
So I use this, and then I keep the caps, and sometimes I pass them on to my buddy, who collects them, and has a fridge full of them, like, completely covered. But it's a very simple invention. This is, like I said, one made by White Oak,
and they branded their logo in. Yeah, I was going to say, this is a piece of wood screw.
That's literally all it is. Yeah. But some of them get a little fancier, and they'll have, like, a magnet in the side, so the cap will stick. Nice. And then on one end, they'll have like a jagged sawtooth piece of metal for the ones that have wax. So you can kind of
cut around it.
Yeah, like a can opener. Nice. And rotate it, cut the wax, and then use this to pop the top. So, yeah, it's kind of a cool little thing. A lot of breweries do custom ones, or you can just go and buy a standard yopener. It's a pretty cool little thing. So, even though we're not sponsored, I highly encourage everybody to get one.
Ooh. Nose on us are really nice.
Does it taste like pancakes? Prince liked pancakes.
Yeah, he did. A little bit. I get more whiskey.
There's a great beer that is a maple one called Morning Wood that we drank on a past episode.
Well, she found the dress she wanted. And now she's saying, give me that updo, bitch. Not skanky, but sexy.
Nobody wants skank at a funeral.
No. Let alone a TV show.
Colin Hanks.
Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his big part. He's an usher. Yeah.
I never knew that. I dig him in Orange County.
Right. He was with Jack Black.
Oh, dude, that movie was so good. I got ideas, man. I got ideas. You know, like a t-shirt, you like a chopped in my hand.
That movie was great.
Woo. I like that they had an astronaut and then they had a guy named Pope.
Yeah.
Prince had a song called The Pope. It was a B-side.
Yeah.
You can be the president. I'd rather be the Pope. I don't know what that means.
Look, Monsanto.
Oh, that was a thing back then? Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
I thought that was a new thing.
Kim Strand.
Oh, and...
This is not Ross the Buff.
This is Peter Scolari, Tom Hanks' old co-star on Bosom Buddies.
He looks like fucking...
Yeah!
This was his way of bringing his old buddy into his movie. He plays the talk show host. I didn't have to look that shit up on IMDb. I just know that because I have way too much information in my head.
Right, no, dude, that's...
And look at that pie they're eating. That shit looks great, man.
He also later played Wayne Zielinski in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV series. There's Bryan Cranston, Walter White, playing Gus Grissom, who Tom Hanks played in Apollo 13.
Right.
Holy shit!
There's so much Inception going on here. It's like, I did this astronaut movie, so I'm going to include a reference to the guy I played, but I'm going to have this other dude play him, even though I played him in Apollo 13. Crazy, right?
Dude, yeah, I'm floored right now.
Bryan Cranston just doesn't age, apparently.
Yeah. No. That was like around his 96. Seinfeld days, like anti-dentite.
96, isn't it? Come in.
Oh. I think we may be getting a new guest in the studio. I'm not sure. But maybe not.
Cometh in.
I'm guessing it is. We do have a guest. We weren't sure.
It's just me again.
It's you. So we just saw Bryan Cranston make a cameo. You missed that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But this is the Ed Sullivan moment of the movie.
Yeah, we had to take that off the table. Andrew kept kicking it. It's empty.
They call me Will Spill.
We just got to tear that coupon off because we're close to a free pizza.
Yep.
Yeah. We had breakfast pizza at work the other day, and my boss brought two breakfast pizzas, but she took the coupons because if she didn't, you know I was.
Right.
But she's up on things too.
They got the Wolfman playing bass for him too.
I am Spartacus. Yes, the Wolfman is now the bass player because TB Player joined the military and rode Space Mountain. Not Space Mountain. The other one.
I thought it was Space Mountain.
No, Space Mountain's spacey. That one was like in the rocks and stuff. It has a name I can't remember. But here we go. The Wonders. This is their broadcast debut. They just made this song months ago, and now they're on a TV show with a new bass player, and people don't know the difference.
Never played with the bass player before.
They don't even know.
Never played with him either.
Yeah.
This first time ever playing with him live.
And people are going to think he's the one that was on the record.
Right.
And he's not, because this is a different era. Oh, yeah. And this is, they're going to soon piss off. He's engaged, ladies.
Yeah. Jimmy's gonna get shit.
This is my kind of girlfriend, Faye, who sticks with me even though I'm a giant douchebag, and right. I pretend I write these songs for her, but I clearly don't. But we got Shades. Have you ever thought about developing a gimmick behind the kit? Like, what would your thing? Do you want to wear like a headdress?
I have one.
Okay, play the drums with foam fingers.
I'm a nerd.
That's it?
Yeah.
You wear like a pocket protector and like glasses?
I just am a nerd.
Oh, okay. You just expect the people to pick up on that vibe.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to play Xbox or something.
Oh, you're getting the candies. There you go.
Oh,
you
have
some Sour Patch.
Thank you, thank you.
I know how to...
I needed
that. Calm him down a little bit.
I didn't think he was riled up.
He was getting there.
He was getting there?
He was getting there. Oh. He's on like a 6. You don't want him on a 10.
Is that lead singer 101? Like, know how to cool off your hot head? Because you are the heavy, and you said you've been waiting for a chance to bring it out. I didn't think this was going to be the time to do it. I'm not holding money from you. I just wanted you to drink on my couch. We don't have to get into a dispute here, Nick.
I got pineapple Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, those are tropical. We go all out.
Yeah, you got the truck.
Freckles bought the big bag. They have flavors you don't even know existed.
Oh my god.
He's engaged. He does not like that.
Oh, that about threw him off.
Yeah, that was a stank face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He almost couldn't finish the song.
He just drank a cup of poop juice. And... and he did not enjoy that. So what do you think of Wolfman? He seems competent enough.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's nailing it.
But does he seem like a hired gun, or does he look like he fits in with those guys?
Well, that's the thing. If he
didn't
know,
Marshall's not impressed.
Yeah. If he didn't know, you'd just be like, oh, okay.
I think so.
Great. Yeah. He's not a main character, so to speak.
No. They just put he's mysterious.
Yeah.
He's Wolfman.
Is that the new bass player?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, she is having a Michael Jackson meltdown there. Oh, and here's Dad playing with the spoons. Singing the lyrics wrong.
Yeah. Well, it'd only be fitting, though, if he did sing them wrong. Mm. If he sang them right...
Because he had no interest in his son's career.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually really genius writing and, like, just
directing. Yeah, that's my kid on TV. I don't know the song.
Right, yeah. I'm still singing it wrong, even though I'm, like, so happy for him.
Oh.
Dude, that's genius.
Here we go. Shit's going down.
Yep.
He's gonna make her cry.
Yep.
That asshole.
She's got those eyes, too. Look at them.
We're not... It's the last thing I need in the world.
Is a fiancé.
What are you kidding? You are kidding me, kid. Hey, man, you have a couple $100. And
the guitar player comes in asking for money right at the wrong time.
I blew through my per diem.
Right.
Come on, just a little bit. This is my first trip to Vegas. Try Guy. He's a sucker.
Well, that was very nice.
Whitey, can you spot me some blackjack cash?
That would be against my policy.
Mr. Whitey, it isn't true.
He's acting like a petulant little child.
Like, it's not true, Mr. White. I'm not engaged to her.
What's happening right now is Shades has been in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Even unknowingly.
Hey, the fair Faye wishes to address us all.
But he's getting a promotion very soon.
Very soon, yeah.
Well, like tells very soon.
Tells this motherfucker off.
Why don't you stay away from me? I've wasted thousands and thousands of kisses on you. Kisses that I thought were special because of your lips and your smile and all your color and life. I used to think that was the real you when you smiled. But now I know that you don't mean any of it. You just save it for all your songs.
Burn.
Oh boy. Good thing he has sunglasses.
Right?
For kissing me with
his left eye and his right eye would be watering.
Yeah.
Just my left eye would be wandering.
So crazy to get the TLC eyes, man.
I know, man. I don't. I just roll with it. Eventually,
your left just goes waterfalls on you.
It does. I don't go chasing it. I just let it happen.
Let it creep.
Well, yeah, creep up. It's not on the download. It's very noticeable when I'm wiping my eyes constantly. What about my friends? They notice sometimes.
About fucking.
Come on, give me some more TLC songs. Right, I'm out.
I was gonna say, dude, I just about chucked it on that one, dude. That was a good.
When I get on Brianna's eye insurance, she wants me to get LASIK. Is that correct?
No, I was just asking if it was something you'd ever be interested in.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Laser eyes. It's a little scary.
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got implanted contact lenses in my eyes.
Yeah,
It was...
You're like a cyborg.
Well, that's because he has a really, really strong prescription.
Right.
If yours isn't that strong...
His is pretty strong.
How strong is yours?
I've been wearing corrective lenses since second grade, so...
So have I.
And they keep getting worse and worse every year. Like, it's...
But mine
aren't that strong.
I feel like... I don't know. I can't tell. Like, if I had my contacts out... All y'all motherfuckers be blurry.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like it...
So what what prescription are you...
I could see this. Like, I'd be able to see this and focus.
I could see about this far away from my...
Yeah, that's about... Yeah.
So, like what's your prescription?
I say unless yours is in the double. It's like
a minus...
Six-ish?
No.
No? Stronger?
I wanted to say either 7 or 8.
Okay.
Which
that's still pretty strong.
Nothing near minus 14.
Yeah,
no. Yeah.
But, like,
I have glasses.
-6.
They're kind of thick on the end, but they're not Orbison-esque by any means.
Right.
So you definitely...
Mine's only, like 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's still pretty high, but... I mean,
uh-oh. That's not catchy at all, Jimmy.
No, not at all. He's quitting.
You're just a douche. Well, now we gotta find a new singer. Or the group is done. This group only lasted 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Four months, I believe.
Yeah. And they had a hit single. And you can find it on the Nuggets CD box set. You know, how many of those bands?
As Del said, you know, sometimes 2 months is too much too long for a band.
Yep. Oh, Lenny got married.
If you can keep a band together 5 years, you're doing something right. If you can keep a band together for 10 years...
And I talked to Flogging Molly about that a little bit.
What did they say?
Most of those guys have been together almost 20 years.
I was going to say, yeah, probably.
And I'm like, that's an anomaly. Like, that aside from the drummer, the rest of them have been together since, like, 99?
Dude, wow.
98? Like, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
And they're on the road all the time.
Right. Oh, yeah, no, dude.
The fact that they... I mean, Dave married the violin player. Like, they're a couple now.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're the only married ones in the band. The rest of the guys...
Well, sometimes
they have spouses.
Bands fear that, though, when two people get together and they think,
like,
it's going to be this or that.
Control
or
the dynamic.
Yeah.
But no, I just saw them. Like, it's just crazy that almost... Every time I've seen you, it's been the same lineup. Like, Rush has been like that for the most part.
Right.
Aside from the first record. But that's still only 3 people. Flogging Molly's got extra people sprinkled in. So, you know, like if 6 out of 7 can stay together for over 20 years, that's crazy.
Dude, no, that's yeah. I've seen tour 1 year is enough for a band.
Yeah.
They can't even last that long. And that's not even putting out an album. That's not even going out and touring behind it. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just local shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like when you had money and touring and all that other pressure and bullshit that comes with this. Yeah, dude, like, I remember, what was his name?
Del Paxton.
Del Paxton, yes. No, Eddie, from Pearl Jam.
Better.
He was talking about,
in case anybody at home didn't know who we were talking
about. Yeah, yeah. He was talking about Soundgarden. And he was like, yeah, no, they were able to be together for 10 years. A solid 10 years playing. Yeah. He goes, they inspired so many fucking bands in our area. He goes, they were like, them and, I think it was, Mudhoney?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Melvins. Those were like the
three. And Mother Love Bone.
Yeah.
Mother Love Bone.
Yep. Mother Love Bone, yeah. But those were the bands that kind of like kept pushing and inspired people to start the scene and start doing stuff. But they're like, yeah, Soundgarden was the first one to ever get signed out of Seattle. And everybody was just like, whoa, Soundgarden got signed?
Yeah.
Wow, you know, and all of a sudden they went off to go on tour and it was just like, wow, they went, you know, because like, dude, Seattle.
If they can do it, we can
do
it.
Yeah, and Seattle was all the way in the other part of the fucking country to where, you know, like,
so Sub Pop Records, man.
Yeah, and so, and dude, Sub Pop never thought they were going to go past fucking Seattle or the state of Washington. They never thought anything past that. And then just kind of slowly happened. But anyways, Soundgarden. And Eddie was just like, dude, I can't believe they were able to stay together for the amount of time, for 10 years that they did.
We got a dejected, quote-unquote, the smart one of the group. Skitch, Shades, just hanging out in the studio, playing the drums, but I think the engineer is rolling tape on it.
Yeah.
And a certain man in a hat just wandered in. He looks familiar, like we've seen him earlier in the movie, but it's hard to tell at this point. What are your thoughts on holding the sticks jazz style versus
traditional?
Rock? Yeah.
Not for me.
It's always unsettling when I see a drummer playing that way.
It like a rock drummer. Yeah, it's very unsettling.
I mean, I don't know whether or not this is true, but it seems to me like it's harder to do that.
Yeah. And then I'll sometimes see a backwards kit where everything is set up the wrong way.
Oh, that's left-handed.
Well, I've seen it once where I don't think they were left-handed, and that made it weirder. Like, just the configuration was fucking with my head, and I'm like, okay, it's set up left-handed, but you're still playing. Yeah, it was just weird.
Yeah, it's open-handed, left-handed.
I know
Guy Patterson,
the guy from Coheed and Cambria, plays open-handed.
Say Paxton and Guy are getting together right now to lay down a funky groove. Sure.
Did you go to that show?
Who?
Coheed and Cambria at the Limelight?
No. But I should have.
What is that? I mean,
that meant I did.
Yeah, I was there too.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was a good show.
Oh, it was awesome. But
no, it was cool seeing him back behind the kit because he had left the band for a little while, and just his drumming style is a little
unique,
typical, and he's just killing it.
Well, I like the fact too. Also, he doesn't have a drum tech. He sets his own drums up. So, like when it's time for them to come out, he comes out first and he's like sits down.
Is that what Nolenberg did for you? Was he your drum tech?
No. Right? Fucking no way.
It was a trip to see the fucking drummer for Coheed come out.
Yeah.
Way before all the other
set
guys.
Set up his own stuff.
Because he's, you know, like, possessing things, just, you know, like, hitting things. He's just like, holy shit, he could have a drum tech do that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
And that's how I am as a fan. I gravitate towards percussion. And when I know I'm going to a show with a drummer that I'm, like, into, I'll watch them more than
the
vocalist. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like, you want to be
that's
the spotlight.
Why vocalist,
yeah, that's why you're the
drummers.
Yeah, exactly.
We cover them.
But I'm just letting you know sometimes I'm paying attention to the drummer, not the singer.
No, I do. I do the same thing. It's all good.
You can be David Lee Roth, but some people are still going to watch Alex.
So, huh. In the Temptation movie, I don't know if you remember this.
VH1 made for TV
yes.
movie. They also did.
He played fucking
yeah,
Barry
yeah,
Gordy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's.
Am I right or wrong on this?
He's been in a few things, but yes, I do believe he was Barry Gordy. We went to Detroit in March. We got to go to the Motown quote unquote museum.
Did you really?
Yeah, we went to Motown Studios.
Fuck you, man.
And they have a pretty cool tour. Again, no photos allowed.
Right.
Like you're at the house.
Yeah, the Hits US. Hits,
yeah, Hitsville.
Hitsville. Yeah.
That's the only picture. USA. That's the only picture I could take was me standing in front of the Hitsville sign.
Ow,
that's
dude,
it.
I want to see it, dude.
It was.
I want to. Yeah.
It was
I've,
a cool tour.
I've played Detroit, at
but
least
I recommend.
Five times now. I don't know why I've never gone there.
When you go there,
mm-hmm.
before you go to Motown, go to the Kentucky Fried Chicken down the road, because that is going to be your pre-game, because Freckles and I got a fantastic free show at the KFC down the road from Motown. Did we not?
Oh, the KFC. Oh, wow. Yeah. That
yes.
was...
Hit me with the...
It was
Hit
something.
Me with this goodness.
Well, I mean, just to start
Give
off
me the extra
with
crispy.
The, like... When you're ordering at the counter, there's a
bulletproof glass
wall.
Fried
right.
chicken.
Right.
Like, a... separating you from the people that you're ordering
from the chicken.
They care so much about the chicken, they put bulletproof glass in front of it.
And they
wow.
have like a chute.
Right.
to send their food out to you. I mean, and then they close the door on their end before you can even
it's
open
it's like vacuum
the door
sealed,
end.
Too.
I love
it's
that.
Like
yeah.
a nuclear situation.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
they put the food in, they close their end, and you can't open your end until
their
end is
closed. Oh,
right.
absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
at the bank or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, yeah. I, like I said, I played Detroit a few times, and we would go back and do these after parties. At a house we would stay at for the person that would book us. And the weirdest time was we would be sitting down there and there was like all these kind of like high schoolers downstairs because their daughter and them was having like a little party themselves downstairs. Mm. And you know, and like her and her husband, like, you know, and all the bands and stuff like Bobo Flex and
okay.
all of us would be upstairs by the bonfire. But either way, a couple of us would cruise downstairs to talk to them and see what, you know, just what's mm-hmm. going on down here. And to hear their stories, you know, and like gunshot and stabbings are more common than car accidents.
Yeah, it's not
like to where they're good. Starting to show their scars. That's where it gets really kind
yeah.
of strange. Where one guy goes, all right, this is where I got shot at, and it went through and it hit my best friend in the head and fucking splattered his brains and killed him. And it was all just to take our $40. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, my best friend was killed and I was shot for $40 coming home from school. I was just like,
man.
I'm not in Bartonville, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
not
like,
so
dude,
much.
It was eye-opening experiences. Going, this is what these fucking people live with up here. You know.
Yeah, we got a tour. We got a little bit of glimpse into the inner city. We saw Detroit on our way to
it's
downtown.
So
oh. So his line was, "When's the last time
you were good and
really, yeah, really good
and
kissed?" And she's like,
kissed.
"Some weird guy back in '61," and we don't even know what year this is, but we assume
that
she did mention
that
Jimmy.
That was a while ago.
Yeah,
that was
it,
a while
apparently
ago.
Jimmy wasn't doing the job, and she just went back for seconds and thirds. And
yeah,
now they're
yeah.
full on making out, and the concierge
they're
is going to do the Rudy deal. Charles S. Dutton clap here. Oh, my man. Clap, clap.
yeah.
Yeah.
Barry Gordy's going to clap.
He's got that dumb
seconds.
And dumb.
Ooh, sucky, sucky, man.
He's got that
he
dumb
also
and dumb.
Like he set that up a little bit,
mustache.
Though, too, so that's why he's also proud about it. Like, I set them fucking... I
yeah.
set them up right
Shades
there.
Shades ain't too proud to be.
Yeah, yeah. I set them up. This maple ain't too bad.
No. It,
Oh, I'm good. Thank
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not really in her wheelhouse, but she'll try it.
It's brewed with maple and pecan, maple syrup.
Pecan.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think it tastes?
Pancakey. What was the description on this? As I grab your crotch bottle.
Don't read another description.
Pancakey.
Dude, that last one was amazing.
It's
like,
not 15
that
sentences.
That might go down as the best one ever, because he didn't even realize how far.
No, I dove into the rabbit hole. Oh, here we go. It's an update. They ended up getting married in 65.
Yep.
And had four kids.
In Venice Beach, California.
Jimmy and his band, The Herdsmen.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned them earlier.
Yep.
They made 3 gold albums, and he's now a record producer. And this is the song I mentioned. This is the follow-up to That Thing You Do.
The TV player served 2 years tour in Vietnam.
Got a Purple Heart, rode Space Mountain. He lives in Orlando, so he can go to Disney.
He's a building contractor.
And then we got Lenny. He manages a hotel and casino in Nevada. He's been divorced how many times?
He's currently single.
He's been divorced at least four.
A few times.
He's in Vegas. So, all right. Well, that was That Thing You Do. And, Andrew, I hope it was everything you dreamed it would be.
Oh, absolutely.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major motion picture director, Jonathan Demme, actually a director. I believe that may be the Demme brother that's dead now.
Yes.
Because Ted was the other one.
Yes.
Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Wow.
Colin Hanks, Male Page, and Bryan Cranston, only four places above him. So look how far down Cranston was on this. I mean, he was barely above the Folk Girls. But yeah. Fantastic movie. I've been a fan. I haven't watched it in probably 2 years or so. So
I was 11 when it came out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I think it's PG-13, so you needed parental guidance.
I saw it with my parents.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I went with my cousin. I was in high school.
It's definitely a movie you need to watch.
For sure.
It's just a feel-good, fun movie. You're not going to try to go too far out with it. You're not going to go, you're not going to think too far ahead of
it. No, it's much like the music, bubblegum entertainment. You yes. just sit, you enjoy it, consume it, it's sweet.
It has some amazing one-liners in it.
Yes, and an amazing soundtrack.
Yes.
That you need to go buy. And you know what else you should buy? How about the new album from Drugs Delaney?
Circus!
Where can people get Circus?
They can get it anywhere they enjoy music at. Anywhere.
I enjoy music at where I work.
You can't get it from PNC Bank.
Yeah.
I don't work at PNC Bank.
Oh, what are you talking about? Damn it, my bad.
No.
You're completely
I do right. I do work at PNC Bank. I just don't speak on their behalf. So right. We're good.
You can get it on iTunes. I listen to it on Spotify
when I'm at the bank.
You can.
That's how I listen to music while I'm at work.
I listen to music on Spotify. I'm a Spotifyer. I make no bones about it. But yeah, you can.
And you've seen my music collection. I'm not a phony baloney guy. I don't just listen to streaming.
No,
you still buy physical products.
You have the best musical taste.
You have
a good
vinyl collection.
You haven't seen shit. Yeah, I was gonna say. Did you go back there and see?
Yeah, I looked upstairs.
Yeah,
no.
Those are my favorite records. The Overflow is.
Yeah,
here.
You gotta see the Overflow.
There's an Overflow. There's custom shelves for the Overflow.
Okay.
But so. Check it out, Drugs Delaney Circus, available now wherever you can find music and like to listen to music. So I would like to thank you guys for sitting down with me here on the couch, sharing some beers, watching a movie, and having an all-out rocking good time.
Damn straight, man.
All right, cheers to that.
Cheers.
All right, so until next week, this is the voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you in the new year.